Welcome to the DS Smith Interim Management Statement conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'll now turn the call over to your host, Tony Thorne. Mr. Thorne, you may begin.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Thank you all for taking the time to get an update on trading at DS Smith since the interim results announcement in December. Now, this morning here, I've got with me Steve Dryden, our Group Finance Director, and Liz Christie, our Investor Relations Manager. This past year has been tough, with demand in our markets well down on the prior year and also down on 2007. In December, we told you that our results had been better than expected, and we outlined the reasons, which were success in our strategy of growing in converted products and expanding operations on the continent, good price retention in converted products, a reduction in converting costs, and we've also maintained a strong focus on cash generation. This trend of doing better than expected continued in the third quarter. We retained the benefits I have just described, and sales were better. The highlights of the period since 1 November are in our packaging activity. The demand for corrugated packaging across Europe continues to recover, but it is still below the level at this time in 2007. Relative to the markets we operate in, our sales performance is good. The increase in input costs, particularly for waste paper, that we highlighted in December, has continued unabated. To recover these increased costs, we implemented price increases for corrugated case material, or CCM, in the autumn of last year, and increased prices further last month, February. The program to raise box prices that we highlighted back in December is well advanced. We have seen input costs, again, particularly waste paper, rise still further since the program was initiated. Our plastic packaging business has continued its profit recovery, reflecting the good work done on restructuring its cost base, but also the development of sales into new markets. As part of our group program of disposing of non-core businesses, we sold Dinners, a small returnable transit packaging business based mainly in Germany. In the second of our activities, office products, sales performance is good, our performance being good relative to the markets. We are pleased with the improved performance in the UK. We're beginning to see the results of the reorganisation and cost cutting coming through in the results. In continental Europe, combined profits are in line with last year, so in a tougher market environment, we're retaining the advances made in recent years. That really covers the trading highlights for the period. Looking forward, we continue to be faced by both the uncertainty surrounding the strength of the economic recovery and the need to recover rising input costs. Nevertheless, business performance is encouraging and management is confident of meeting its expectations for the year to April 2010. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to give you a short overview of how we've been doing, and Steve and I will be very pleased to take questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the hash key or the pound sign. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Miles Allsop from UBS is online with a question.
Yeah, a few quick questions. First of all, on the Testliner side, could you give us a sense of where industry inventories are in February or the latest information you have in terms of inventories, and how much were you targeting for the February Testliner increase in the UK, and how much have you actually achieved? That's the first question.
Right. It's a good question on the inventory levels. As you know, these grew quite considerably through to about the middle of last year. They then came down quite considerably. And although we saw a blip up again in and around Christmas time, which is pretty normal, I have to say, that blip has come back off again, and they are at levels which are not dissimilar to what we saw during the autumn of last year, when of course the price increases went through. That is the answer on the inventory level. So on the question of the amounts, etc., we don't normally publish the price increases, but we've gone out to our customers with a further increase in February. That's well now within the market, and we're confident that that will go through, but yet we've still got to wait to see. Certainly the increases we saw back in September, October time of last year went through as expected, and we don't see any reason why the announcement, well, advice, the discussions we've had with our customers won't also lead to higher CCM prices as we come out through the next couple of months.
Okay, and then when you say with the corrugated prices, the talks are well advanced, then have you achieved higher corrugated prices in both in the UK and on the continent? And I know you won't give us a magnitude, but just to give us a sense that it's actually going through.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Miles. Yes, I mean, this issue about not giving numbers, as you know, we value very much the relationship with our clients, and since that's the reason we don't talk about these things in the external world, is that the pricing is something we discuss with our customers, and we've never done anything different to that than that. But if we look at how we're doing, and you're quite right, it is crucial to the success going forward, quite clearly, is the fact that the box prices do have to reflect the higher input costs in the chain. We implemented the price increases in the autumn of last year. Those are going through as expected. We will now have to take stock of the situation given the higher input costs that are existing within the chain. You're aware very well, Miles, and I know others on the call I'm sure are as well, that in a sense we have there's three contractual arrangements, or three generic arrangements with our box customers, those who are on indices or linked to the movement in the price of paper. Clearly those are going through now because paper prices have moved and up. We've then got fixed deals whereby they're either for a season or a period of time. Those are given, the number of those are coming up at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the calendar year. So we're in negotiations with customers and have been. Again, those changes are happening. And we've then got what we call the sort of open market, where the increases have been discussed with the clients really over the last few months. And so if I look at that combination, we're in line with our expectation in terms of recovery. It's something I think we're pretty good at. pretty good at managing, and we'll now take a look at the situation given the higher cost in the chain going forward.
Okay, and then maybe one last question, and I'll let some others ask as well. On spices, it's obviously encouraging to hear that sort of it's picking up again. And do you think that we're now on, because in the past we talked about a 5% sort of margin as being achievable, do you think we're on a recovery path now that could help us start to think about that sort of target in the foreseeable future, or is it still really tough out there?
Well, you've got two or three points in there, and you're quite right. We've often, I think the 5% is a good number. It's a good number to keep in mind. The one that we've been wrestling a little bit with some of the growth in the lower margin EOS products. So in terms of the return on sales, so we've been typically targeting to get our return on capital up to 20% plus. And we're well on the way to that. I mean, we've had a bit of a setback in this last year against the program we launched back in 2006, where we saw progressively ourselves moving towards that. We've sort of flattened out a bit in the last period as a result, really, of the external environment, which has been very tough, but also some particular competitive pressures in the UK. We've responded. So your first question was, do I think we're back onto a path of improvement? I think we are on an improving trend. There's a question mark around the pace of that and the speed, but I do feel that the actions we've taken, or the team have taken, really have stabilised the difficult situation in the UK, and we're now seeing the benefits of that those changes coming through. And I think on the continent, frankly, it's been a great success story, as you know. Times are tougher. The marketplace is more difficult. And, of course, a lot of it is you can see why when you see that unemployment levels have crept up and are likely to remain high. So that is one of the issues associated with office products. But I think the kind of things we've been doing internally and the relatively strong market positions we have, particularly on the continent, will mean that we are likely to see some improvement in that business going forward.
Okay, thanks. I'll let some other questions come out.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Ben Lim from Goldman Sachs is online with a question.
Hi guys, Ben here. Just a quick question with regards to the plastic packaging. The indication that the recovery in profits with regards to the first half is continuing in the second half. The year-on-year change was about 125% increase on the first half of 2009. Is that expectations that that'll continue to second half of 2010 as well?
Yeah, we're pretty confident that the kind of improvement we've seen half on half will continue.
And I guess going forwards past 2010, do you have any comments with regards to the new capacity that's coming on in the Teflon front in the second quarter of the calendar 2010?
Yeah, I think the Teflon capacity issue is one that is something that is of concern for the industry, because after all there's been the drop in demand, and although we're seeing a progressive improvement in volumes as we came through 2009 and fourth quarter, so if one looks at the quarter and quarter improvement, it's there, but we're still below 2007 as we go into the next this calendar year, or as we start this calendar year. And the fact that there is some more capacity coming on stream has to create a degree of concern. The interesting thing to date, however, is that the volumes have been reasonably well received within the market. And the point that Miles was making or questioning around stocks. So we've yet to see how this all plays out in the coming months. But, you know, frankly, so far so good, I would guess. Now, the big issue, of course, and the part of the reason for that drive is the substantially higher cost base, the sort of the input costs. Now, those input costs being waste paper, energy remaining high, they are costs that, in a sense, everyone will be taking. And therefore, it's unlikely that you've got people in substantially different positions. You know, our own position is relatively good because, of course, we have a substantially good waste collection business and into the recycling. But I think generally, prices are going up for people, for all of the producers, and that provides some kind of an underpin in today's world, even when you've got slightly more capacity coming on stream. Much depends going forward on people's attitude to older capacity. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Some of the mills must still be struggling at making returns, given the input cost. And the second thing, of course, is whether we continue to see the improving demand position.
Just a quick question on the OCC, I guess. From your perspective, in terms of what visibility you have, do you think that the Chinese buying of OCC, is that more an opportunistic attempt at restocking, or do you think that underlying demand is going to continue so that prices will continue to go up at the rate that they currently are?
Well, that's a good question. You've got two issues with OCC, as always. You've got one which is the demand for it, and the demand is going up in certainly Asia. It's not just China now, we've got India coming through as well, Indonesia even, but primarily China, where they're bringing back mills that they had mothballed. And so you're quite right, there's an element of restocking, but there is a higher demand there. And of course you've also got one or two plants in Europe have been restocking, particularly the Mondi plant coming up in Poland, or stocking up, so to speak. And that's on the demand side. On the supply side, and of course with the economies of the West, both West Europe and the United States being a bit down, the amount of waste paper actually available has reduced. And as you know, we are very substantial players in that market. We have a lot of collection, both from small producers and very large ones as well. And so we can keep a pretty good tabs on that, and we're aware of what's been going on as regards what we call the arisings. So that's down. So what's going to happen going forward? I think the answer is we'll have to wait and see. Some of the stocking up will obviously, the pressure there will come off because the mills will be having their stocks in place. The demand increase will remain. And that will carry on, I think, particularly in Asia. The issue really is about the arisings. What are we going to see as regards economic growth, meaning that there's more waste around. On our own front, in DS Smith, we continue to introduce rather innovative programs to make sure that we are collecting waste and able to offer our customers a wider range of services to encourage that waste to come forward to us. And so on the input cost side, it's possible we'll see some alleviation on the very high prices currently there at the moment, but I would say prices are likely to remain higher rather than come down very far in the near future.
Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Miles Allsop from UBS is online with a question.
So a few follow-up questions. Could you give us some sense as to when you expect the new CEO to start? You're kind of hoping by March, but it's obviously still up in the air, it seems.
Yeah, Miles Roberts is currently continuing to work within his current employer, McBride. As far as we're aware, there is a program there to find a replacement. Clearly, therefore, there's some sort of slightly delicate issue as to when he will become available to come across to us. I think that's something which really only McBride can comment on. But as soon as we're able to do that, we'll let you know what's happening. But meanwhile, I'm reasonably happy to say that things aren't going too badly here. So we're carrying on, and we'll obviously let people know when it's going to happen.
Okay. And in terms of the 12-month contract he's on, is it? So the absolute latest would be September.
I'd prefer not to comment on his own contractual arrangements, etc. What I can say is that they have made certain announcements about, and I think it's probably best to check up on their own website as regards that. But we'll wait and see the program, and then we'll let you know when the date once we have one to announce.
Okay, and then on the sort of pension side as well, is there? And you obviously talked in the past about sort of trying to change the scheme. Is there any update on that?
I'd prefer not to give an update on that at this moment. I think the pension scheme, the pension arrangements are important. It is something that we are discussing, but I'd prefer not to. Give it any particular update. What you are aware, of course, is that there is a triennial review, which is due to, it's April 2010. The fact is that it takes quite some time, as you know, with these triennial reviews. You have the date, but then it takes quite some time before the valuation's finished and the discussions have taken place with the trustee. But we are in discussion with our trustee regarding the pension scheme, but I'd prefer not to give any further update than that.
Okay, and then one last question. Just on the demand side, could you kind of quantify the kind of pickup you've seen in sort of Q1 this year versus Q4, and just the kind of ongoing trend and sort of what you expect looking at your order books today for kind of March, April?
Oh, good. I've got Steve with me, as I said, and this is something Steve and I follow very closely, looking back over the quarters. Steve, would you like just to pick it up on the call?
Yeah, obviously, as you know, Miles, we from the December announcement and presentation, we look at the FEFCO data, and we do adjust that to normalise for countries that are in or haven't reported. And if you looked at quarter 4 09 compared to quarter 4 08, for European corrugated volume, you'd see that quarter 409 is actually up by 2.9%. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why people say, well, are things picking up or getting better? You know, the plus 2.9% does indicate that. And that compares with the previous quarter, whereas if you looked quarter 309 to quarter 308, that was actually minus 2.9%. That's why people feel things are getting a little bit better. But I think that probably the note of caution is if you look back to 2007, quarter 409 to quarter 407, that's still down by 5.7%.
And what about kind of order books as you stand today? Do you see the kind of improving trend into the second quarter of the calendar year?
Yeah, I think the thing to say on that is this. First of all, as you know, we've got a very, very small order book. We know generally what we will be making in terms of which customers. The actual specific requirements tend to get finalised quite late. But I think the point is we would expect to see an improving trend compared to quarter 109, simply because if you look back to the information we published back in December on our website, you'd see that quarter 109 was actually quite significantly down as you look back on a historical trend. So we'd be expecting to see a similar sort of improvement over that.
Okay, thank you.
A reminder, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. There are no further questions at this moment from the phone.
Well, thanks. Thank you all for taking the time this morning, as I said. So just reiterating, back in December we did say that the results had been better than expected because of the actions that we've been taking and because of the strength of our relative strength of our market positions. I think that trend of doing better than expected continued really, and We've retained the benefits and the sales were better, and we've obviously described to you how we see the outlook going forward. Once again, thank you very much indeed, and we'll pick up any questions that take place. We're very happy to answer them. Thanks a lot, and good morning.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.